We have a couple of stories to talk about here where it turns out police were investigating what turned out not to be a crime. The one which is on everybody's mind today is an 11-year-old girl in Toronto saying that a man attacked her, cut her hijab with scissors, and police are now saying that did not happen. We've had what turns out to be a much more serious case from time to time of something called swatting, where police believe that they are called to the scene of a crime when nothing, in fact, has taken place. And here's how serious it gets. Police in Kansas said they responded to a report of a shooting at a home, only to discover the call was the latest instance of swatting. Police got a call from a man who said he shot his wife and would open fire on police when they approached the house. You can imagine how dangerous that could be. In fact, there has been at least one death in an incident like that where an innocent person was the victim. Police arrived, though, thinking that they were coming into a dangerous situation. Turns out they encountered a guy inside the house who seemed a little confused. Police did not shoot him. Police, in fact, learned the wife was not shot. She was at work, and she spoke to the officers by phone. Now, these two stories don't perfectly tie together, but just the whole instance of people lying to the point of bringing police into the matter is something I want to take up with registered psychologist Dr. Oren Amate. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Let's start with adults gone wrong here, because it's much easier to criticize. What would lead somebody to do something like make that call where potentially people could be killed?
Well, there's a couple. I mean, one is someone could be completely malevolent, and that's the rabble consequence, and they just don't care. And there are monsters like that among us. Then the other answer is that a lot of the guys who are doing this are gamers. And they spend so much of their life in virtual reality, so to speak, that they're not thinking of the real-life consequences to them. It's just almost part of the game, and they're going to one-up one of their opponents. And and that's the scary thing, that they're adults. They should have the capacity to recognize that this can have a terrible consequence. They just don't seem to care because they're living in a different world, it seems.
So video gaming has made them stupid?
Whether it makes them stupid or makes them less empathetic, I think it's the less empathetic that we have to really be worried about, because it's not just somebody who sits around in front of the TV for a couple hours a day. These are people whose entire social reality, it seems, especially for anyone under, let's say, 25 or 30, their entire socialization process, aside from a bit of schooling, truly is online. They don't develop the natural human capacity to develop true empathy. You only get that through constant, ongoing, developing, face-to-face interacting with others. Because then when you do something wrong, when you hurt somebody, you see the reaction. And that's what helps, that's part of the process of gaining empathy.
You know, we were talking last week on the show about a column that said, people shouldn't complain as much as they do about cell phones, because while we may be on the phone texting, we are communicating with somebody. We're communicating with a friend. What you're saying is that's only useful up to a certain point. You can only really develop human interaction with face-to-face human interaction.
Exactly. And we can't, you cannot minimize just how much is lost when you don't have that interaction. And they say up to 90 some odd percent of human communication is nonverbal. Now, when they say nonverbal, it's like non-words, because the tone and everything, of course, is important, but it's not the words per se. And of course, when you're texting, it's all words.
All right. Now, there's another possibility that occurred to me in these swatting incidents, and that is that it, in fact, is directed at the person who is suddenly encountering the police. There's a personal connection.
Yes, and that's what I was saying, that there are people who are malevolent. And
no, but I mean, it's not malevolent to the point of randomness. It's malevolent to the point of, I hate John Smith, and I'm going to set him up by making this call and have the police come to his house.
Yes, exactly, and that's what I mean. So somebody, in the old days, if you didn't like somebody, you had a problem with them, you call a pizza, to harass them. Okay?
I'm sorry, this is such a serious topic, but that is funny.
Yeah, but that's what we used to do. Kids, teens, adults, we would do that just to piss them off. And, that's a direct person, whether it's just to annoy them or because you're really pissed off at them. But now with these guys, they don't have a sense of perspective or scale. So they're not thinking about the consequence of this. And it's not that they're stupid, that they don't understand it could happen. It's just that they're kind of switching that part of their brains off once again, it boils down to empathy. Because even if you don't like somebody, if you think they've wronged you, to think that either they can be arrested or they could be shot, you know, that would normally stop most people from taking those kinds of actions.
Dr. Orrin Amate, registered psychologist, is with me talking about a story in Overland Park, Kansas, where police responded to what they thought was a man inside his home who has killed his wife and was threatening to shoot police if they showed up. It was a hoax, a swatting call, as they call it. Now let's take the false story in Toronto, completely different, because we're talking about an 11-year-old girl who claimed somebody attacked her with scissors to cut her hijab. It was a hate crime, is what people were thinking, until the police said it was false. An 11-year-old has a completely different reason for it. Let's take it on its face right now that it was just the girl. She wasn't put up to anything by adults. We don't know whether that was the case or not, doctor, but just kids lie sometimes to cover up some other thing, and they aren't capable of extrapolating out. I could end up talking to the police here.
That's right. I mean, a smart kid, a precocious kid, could understand that, oh, there could be some steps later on, but most children don't have the wherewithal to be thinking three steps ahead. It's just, you know, they're in an immediate situation, whether they're trying to get out of it, they're trying to hide something, they're trying to get some kind of benefit, and they think about the first step, you know, in the process, and they don't necessarily plan it out. And again, as you've been talking about on Newstalk 1010, we don't know her true motive. But again, for most children, they don't think more than one or two steps ahead.
Sure. A kid will make up a lie because he or she is trying to get out of trouble or get something that they want, and they think the worst that would happen maybe is they'll have an uncomfortable conversation with mom and dad or something. They don't realize it must be quite an experience if this is what actually happened, for the kid to suddenly be surrounded by people at a press conference and police officers and cameras and reporters. And I wonder if in the back of the head a kid would be thinking, how do I get out of this?
Yeah, I'm thinking that they would. You know, I've done a lot of cases where kids have made lies as well for a variety of reasons. And the sad thing is, you know, you see the distress on the child, whether the child's 6 years old or older, because even though they can't fathom everything at the same level we can, they know I'm in trouble. And there's this, like, I have no way out type of feeling. And it is, you know, sad to see. And I really blame, in a lot of cases, like the school board. This, to me, you know, I don't want to jump the gun too much, but there seems to be a lot of virtue signaling here.
Yeah.
Whereas if this was a different type of incident, they wouldn't have been so quick to rush off and say, hey, we're saving this girl, we're the heroes, we're going to change society.
Yeah, there was a lot of virtue signaling going on with that, no doubt. Always good to talk to you, Dr. Orrin Amate at docamate.com. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jerry.